But first today, it was one of the least successful attempts to sell a budget in recent political history. Now the Prime Minister and the Treasurer are considering supplementing their efforts with a professional advertising campaign. But even a hint that the government could spend taxpayer money on advertising the budget has prompted a scathing response from its political opponents, as political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, is hinting at a government advertising campaign but giving no details.
What we have to do, though, and what is our responsibility to do, is to ensure that people across the community who are impacted by changes in the budget are fully aware of how those changes will impact them and how those changes will not impact them, and so we will do that in the usual way.
In opposition, Tony Abbott was highly critical of government advertising, and in an apparent recognition that a large-scale ad campaign would be hypocritical, the Prime Minister told Coalition MPs a short time ago TV or advertising on the radio would be disingenuous. But the government is likely to have a letter or leaflet drop targeted at those most affected by the government's proposed budget cuts. It would be a risky strategy given the level of public grumpiness already with the budget. Labor Senator Sam Dastyari leapt on the suggestion of a government bid to redeem the budget's reputation.
This budget can't be sold because it's unsalable, and no advertising campaign's going to fix that. The Finance Minister says he's trying to explain it, not sell it. Look, that's garbage. That's rubbish. That's actually a poor sales job in itself, right? The fact is, the government has a dog of a budget. People don't want it. People don't want these measures. They don't want to have to pay $7 when they go see a doctor. They don't want to see their school funding cut. And what they're going to do now is try and pay for some kind of a community campaign, advertising campaign being paid for by taxpayers. Look, let's be clear. That money should be going into the measures that are being cut.
Greens Senator Rachel Seward has a similar view, that ads would provoke a backlash from those affected by the budget.
Young people know that they are going to be expected to live for 6 months on nothing. They know that, Minister Cormann. You don't need to spend millions of taxpayers' dollars to tell the most vulnerable people in Australia that they are going to be condemned to disadvantage and poverty. That money should be better spent on helping our most vulnerable, building up improving our unemployment services and improving our lacklustre job services.
The Treasurer's Parliamentary Secretary, Steve Chobo, says MPs will definitely be selling the government's broad message using their existing parliamentary allowances.
I think it's important that there is a clear message to the Australian people that the approach that we have had under the Labor Party is a failed approach that's doing two things. It's leaving the next generation of Australians in more debt, requiring them to pay off today's debt, and it's also resulting in a situation where there will have to be much tougher decisions made in the future that potentially could have a more detrimental impact. So as far as I'm concerned, making sure we get a clear message to the Australian people that we need to make changes that are sustainable is a good approach.
Winning over the public with more information is one challenge. Winning over the Senate is another. Every sign so far is that that is an enormous task. Clive Palmer arrived this morning in a Rolls Royce with Van Morrison music pumping.
Van Morrison, yeah. I like Van Morrison. He's a bit old for most Australians, but you'll hear him being played at the nursing homes across Australia in the next 20 years, no doubt.
Mr Palmer says his senators won't be rushed.
And it'll be nearly impossible for us to understand what's in the Senate. They're all new term senators, and they will not vote on anything if they don't understand it. On the things they do understand, that the pension moves and things like that, they're against it.
And he's reinforced his opposition to the proposed Medicare co-payment with an anecdote about four elderly women in a nursing home in his electorate who pool the $15 they each receive for incidental living expenses for an outing to the movies.
And catch a taxi and go to a movie, and sometimes they'd buy a chocolate or get a cup of coffee. And that was their life, and that's what they look forward to doing every week. But now, following Hockey's and Abbott's destruction of their life, they have to keep that $15 together in case they need it for a doctor. So how mean is the Liberal Party? How mean and cruel are these people who are in government?
And that's the Federal MP Clive Palmer ending that report from Louise Yaxley in Canberra.